Seattle's known around the globe as a city on the cutting edge of drug reform. And one innovative approach is how police target low-level drug offenders. They don't put them in jail. They get them help. The program's called Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion, or LEAD. When Jeremy Bradford entered the LEAD program 4 years ago, he was homeless and addicted to crack cocaine. Now Bradford is just days away from opening a new business. He remembers how his life used to be.
I remember about 3 years ago, I got clean for a couple of days and came home to my parents, and we got in a little spat. And as I was leaving, my mom said, "I just want my son back. You know, who are you now?" And I didn't have a job. I didn't have, you know, a house of my own. Didn't have any real connections to get employment. So everything was bleak. So it was easy to go run to a drug, to get to escape. Now, with little tiny setbacks, I still have a house to go to. I've got a full-time job. I have two jobs, actually, now. I've got a business I'm getting to open up. I have something to look forward to.
You mentioned all your jobs, and last time you were with us, you had this dream to open a catering company. So tell us where that dream stands.
It's very exciting right now. Peace of Heaven Catering Company is now official licensed business in the city of Seattle and the state of Washington. I have a $7,000 hot dog cart being built. It'll be complete in a week. I'll be open for business in June.
So we've been talking about LEAD, this program that's made up of police officers, counselors. It's a very large, wide pool. Specifically, what do the people involved do to help put you on the path towards these dreams?
You know, it's the first time where I guess every Wednesday, every 2 weeks, they meet and they have Seattle Police Department. They have the caseworkers. They have attorneys. They have all these people that meet in one office, and they have a list of people who are in the program. And they say, "Okay, so and so. Well, we haven't seen him for the last 2 weeks. He hasn't been checking in. He had these goals. He has this case that's pending. What do you say?" "Well, I think we should lock him up." And then his counsel will say, "No, I think we should give him another chance, you know."
What happened when your name came up in those early days?
A few times they were like, "You know, I don't think he's putting in the effort. I think we need to go ahead and take him out of the program." And
did they take you out of the program?
No. I was lucky. You know, I had a few mishaps the first couple of years, but I had a lot of people behind me, not just the caseworkers. I had some police officers that really, really stood behind me. I met them one time. I got stopped. One of the police officers pulled me aside and said, "You know, Jeremy, you're the kind of person that changes people's lives. You know, you've got a lot of talent, a lot of experience that you can help. I want to see you use that. So I want you to get out of here right now."
What went through your mind when that police officer said that to you?
It was kind of surreal. I was like, "Wow, I can't believe this cop is actually sitting here and talking to me one-on-one about real life, not about, you know, getting caught with some paraphernalia or something like that." It kind of changed me. It kind of made me think, you know what, I got to get it right.
I'm talking to Jeremy Bradford. He's an early participant in the Seattle Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion Program, LEAD. And that's a program that helps low-level offenders like Jeremy get help instead of jail time. You, in a sense, are the success story for LEAD. You might not always feel that way, but LEAD does. Do the LEAD people bring you back in to give this sales talk?
They wanted me to come in. I just been so busy. It's not that I'm not grateful to LEAD. I'm at that place in the LEAD program now where I don't require as much attention. And that's, you know, the caseworkers that are there, there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of people out there. I mean, I've recently talked to people that I'm trying to get into the LEAD program. Once I get in, and I told her, I said, "You know, you can't depend on the LEAD to do it for you. Don't put all your hopes in just once I get in, I can get the." I said, "They're going to give you as much as you give them." It's tough for people, especially when you're active in your addiction, where you expect something to come back. You expect something to be given to you. And it's not. you have to work for it. And that's the one thing that but it's so worth it.
What did Lead not do that you would have liked to have?
There were times where Lead didn't fully give me everything I wanted. But
what's an example of something that you might have wanted that they didn't give you?
Just I remember one time I wanted a laptop, and he was like, "Okay, well, yeah, that sounds great. You go ahead and find one that you can afford. You get half of it, and I'll give you the other half." And so I had to find one that I could afford half, and I had to show him a receipt show him the money that I had half of it, and then he helped me. But let's say all the times that I really needed them, they were there.
So, Jeremy, you had these goals, and you're on the verge of the big one of opening your own business. Have you got dreams beyond that goal?
Oh, of course. I want to own a hot dog cart. I want to own a hot dog truck. I want to own a trailer. I want it all. I want a franchise. You know, I want the American dream like anybody else. It's just I have some humble beginnings. I'm starting from ground one, but it's possible. I know it's all possible now.
Jeremy Bradford's an early participant in Seattle's Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion Program, LEAD. It helps low-level drug offenders get help instead of jail time. After years of living on the streets, Jeremy Bradford's about to open his own hot dog stand. It's called Peace of Heaven Catering, and he's going to paint it purple and gold, Bradford says, for the Huskies, of course.